This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Put them up!
You pointed at me?
You also just let one...
What?
Let a...
Wait, when I saw your face, I was like, it really was the end bomb. I was like, dang!
Yeah, I was like, oops.
Oh, did you get it?
I got it right. At first, I wasn't sure, and then I looked at Joel, and I'm like, oh, it probably
was
the end bomb.
I was like, oh! Oh,
come on, Luther.
That's why.
Come on, man. Oh. That's a big ask right there. Asking really? Luther Campbell to keep
believe,
it clean.
I can't believe Two Life Crew said a curse word.
No really? Way.
That's like, I can't believe this Andrew Dice
Clay
comedy.
I can't believe on all
comedy
albums they never had one love
was
song.
Was so filthy. I didn't know Andrew Dice Clay cursed.
Now, we were having a little bit of a debate.
No, there was no debate. It's pretty cut and dry.
Shake What Your Mama Gave You.
That was a cheap song for
you're
the theme today.
Credit to the mom.
It has
along
it has
jeans.
Mom in there, but if we were going
they might
strictly,
call their Stairmaster mom.
If we were going strictly by the letter of the law of being a song about moms, that song is about strippers.
Well, you lay the
not moms. Okay. Now, I granted some moms are strippers and some strippers are moms.
Exactly.
But that song is not about anyone's mom. It's about hoes.
Okay, then I'll just have to resort to the fact that mama's in the title.
Exactly. All right. I thought you were ready for a verbal sport. You just kind of rolled over on that one. You're like, you got me.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't going to.
All right, whatever.
It's over.
Okay.
I don't think I'm winning on the votes anyway. By the way, last time I checked, it was already 33 votes. It kind of picked up pretty quickly.
That's good. Okay. That means the listeners are participating,
but I think
which
Joel's
they normally do.
Again, which is
not
really
shocking.
Brian wanted to know who wins in a fight between Raheel and Charlie Polillo.
I got Raheel.
And my answer was the people.
Oh,
the people.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Remember that scene in Napoleon Dynamite when they're slapping each other in the living room or in the kitchen or wherever they're at?
I hate that movie. I've told you this before. You love it. I hate it.
This is another reason why we don't get along.
There's plenty of those.
Napoleon Dynamite, though, I feel like is split. Some people like it. Yeah. Some people absolutely hate it.
It's like Groundhog Day.
It's a brilliant movie. It's brilliantly written.
Okay. Anyway, you were saying
about
the scene.
Do you know how hard it is to make that movie be that awkward?
Okay.
That's not easy to do. But, all right. What was I saying? You want to move on.
You're going to the scene in the movie.
Where they were slapping each other in the kitchen. And it's just basically like a sissy fight. I think that's what Raheel and Polillo would be. But I think they're too nice. They would never fight.
I don't think it would be a sissy fight. Raheel is actually a lot stronger than
you
think.
Yeah, he's strong. And he's still, Charlie's never going to fight anybody.
Mm.
He's just not that guy.
You don't think he would defend the honor of his woman?
Yeah.
If Raheel,
I mean, sure. I'm not saying he wouldn't be something like that. But I just don't think Charlie's a fighter.
Okay.
And I hope to never find out if he's a lover.
Oh, no.
Somebody he's said, got small feet.
Didn't say he was a good lover.
Nope. Said, you know, is what it is.
Nothing says Mother's Day like Uncle Luke and Two Live Crew. I'm with you on that. Can we please address the Barkley and Shaq fight? White Magic wants us to get to
that.
And we absolutely will.
Yep.
Did the arena get full last night or did it come close? Yeah, it kind of did because... Now, it didn't fill up until about midway through the first quarter, maybe a little after.
It was,
but it
I
was.
I want to say the second half
was pretty
I was
bare.
With you, Nick.
I want to say the second half.
I think they were in there by the second quarter, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it finally did fill up, but not early.
And that's what I on Sports Map. I there's a video that's going to follow it up. The article I did this week. I'm not trying to take shots at anybody. I don't need people defensive. But this is what this team played all year for. This is what you wanted, home court. Don't let it slip out by not having a raucous environment in the biggest series of the year, the one that everybody's been waiting for.
And I've heard us being criticized by, you know, people on Twitter and fans saying this is just, you know, filler for radio guys trying to talk about. Well, let me tell you something. We're kind of doing the Rockets a favor because we're trying to encourage you to go to the Toyota Center.
We want the place sold up. We like the Rockets.
But I'll tell you what, man, that new t-shirt toss gun thing that they have.
You like that thing, don't you?
Is it a cannon?
Yeah, it's like a cannon.
Can it get to the upper deck?
Some of the empty seats caught them. I'm telling you.
A lot of them.
Really? I'm telling you.
It wasn't Halloween last night, but in the first quarter, there was a whole bunch of seats dressed up like t-shirts.
And it wasn't red t-shirts. It was black t-shirts this time, Joel.
So I know.
So it was harder to hide. And people were walking three or four seats to the left and to the right to catch a t-shirt. I'm just saying.
That's not good. Houston, get your bleep together.
I can honestly tell you, and you guys know, I will be as honest as anybody in this market about this team. And maybe a little critical,
little jaded.
Okay, you're going to go there. But no, I'm at just the saying, same time,
people are going to perceive you as having a slant.
So if you think that there was a slant that way, I would never have written that article. And I would never be this passionate about it. Because I've had people at the Rockets contact me and go, you just did us a big favor. Because we can't say these kind of things publicly because we're going to get criticized and make it seem like we're begging.
Okay, that's a valid point.
The fact of the matter is, I know what it takes, and I know what basketball is all about in the NBA. That home court can mean something. I've heard players say it forever. And there is no reason why, whether you were like, I get it, if it's the Nets in November on a Tuesday night, and you got kids, and you got school and everything else, fine. This is the Golden State Warriors in the series you've been wanting all year, and you want home
Show
court.
Yeah.
Take care of your business.
Ray, we see you were going to get to your call, I promise. USA Mike tweeted or texted us something, an interesting sports stat. Regular season Rockets, 65 out of 82 games. That's an 80% winning percentage. Playoff Rockets, 10 games, 8 wins. They're winning 80% of all games this year. That probably changes, right?
Look, this... regardless of how you see this series going, it ain't going to be a cakewalk.
No. A couple more just to get these out of the way. Happy birthday, my fellow Taurus. That was from Mark Schell. His birthday's on the 16th.
Happy birthday.
Is Trey still alive? I mean,
he's
I guess.
Still walking the halls. I see him every now and then.
He's Mr. Big Time now. He's doing everything on every other show.
You know,
I remember wanting to give him some time like a week or two ago, and then the next day he was on like two shows or three shows.
Yeah, and I called him out and said, "You're not a suspect anymore." No, you guys are still my favorite. No. I'm a suspect.
He makes that choice.
He knows exactly what to say, Trey.
Coach Flea said, "Tell Barry stop hating. Great use of the shake what your mama gave you, Nick." Yeah, go vote for him then because he's getting his.
That's probably the
murdered.
Best song on that list.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's all downhill from here.
Okay, last one, and then we'll go to break. I know Kevin McHale is y'all's boy, but he needs to not be commenting on Boston games, especially during
that.
The playoffs.
And we both talked about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said you're going to bring it up to him the next time we get him on, because I've said it too. I totally agree. I will get him on, too.
He's like, and you said you would bring it up to him.
I'll call him right now.
Well, you know he's going to call you out when the next
time. Of course I will not.
But
he said he wants to do it, then do it.
It's all good.
We both said it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask him, hey, Coach, is it hard to not show a Boston Celtics bias when you call a game?
I was talking to him.
You're loyal to him.
He played for a dynasty.
And yeah, I was talking to him during the Milwaukee series going, really? You're doing a Celtics series? And double whammy, you can talk about the Celtics, and you got your best friend Danny Ainge, who's the general manager of the Celtics, and you guys are playing golf on off days. Sucks to be you.
Right.
I'm with you. We've said that even with Herb Street and everybody else. So, all right, we're getting late for a break, so we're going to get out of here real quick and take care of some business. Come back with a whole lot more. Don't you go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. All that I
got is you. Word up, mommy.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, all present and accounted for. Nick, Barry, Joel, Nick, and I will be here tomorrow on Nick's birthday, people, so plan accordingly.
Yeah, we're going to roast Nick. The roast of Nicholas Sciarra.
I got so many pictures that y'all could absolutely kill
you, me. You kind of have to do that, right?
I'll give you one. I'm not going to give you multiple.
No. Oh, I want them all.
No.
Okay. One. We'll do one show.
Remember
one.
Back in the day when people used to like shave their head and then leave their bangs really long and just...
Yes.
I had that. I was that
Did
guy.
You?
Yeah.
Man, I went through a new wave phase where I had these big spiky bangs.
Did you?
Yeah.
I believe
that. That was back when The Cure was really awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was never a big Cure fan. Lisa is.
Is she? Yeah. I went through a new wave phase in junior high. It was right after my skater phase, so it was kind of weird. It was, I don't know. Don't ask. Don't worry.
Shout out to all my baby mamas out there.
I'm not.
I had no idea who sang this song.
It sounds like Destiny's Child.
It really does.
It's Fantasia.
Oh, good old Fantasia. When was this released?
Please don't look that up.
Doing it right now.
Damn it. I really don't know. Here we go.
Aww.
Oh, the DQ is your favorite restaurant of the night.
What is it?
Goodbye.
2004, biatch.
Bye-bye.
That's not true.
See ya,
bitch.
Not true.
Don't listen to You're Barry. Out. He's a liar.
You're out.
He's a liar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank the participation of Nick Sciarra.
Do you know why?
We'll be leaving this portion of the program.
Because I was, as soon as you said Fantasia, if you would have never said Fantasia.
Me too.
But I was like, American Idol didn't come out until after 2000.
I knew it was one of those shows, and I'm like, nope.
American Idol was post-2000, and Fantasia was American Idol.
I gotta check each and every one of y'all songs.
Go check, bro. Go check.
All Ladies and gentlemen, due to a technicality, the research and development.
You know what, though? It honestly, Nick, it doesn't matter because you're getting your ass whooped in the vote anyways. Yeah, you're last. Dead ass last.
Again, we got to stop it's doing this 44, poll thing.
I know. 44% Joel, 33% Barry.
Two weeks in a row?
Yeah, you're dead last. Yeah, I need you guys to go vote for me.
Stop begging, man.
I'm not begging. I'm just asking.
You're begging.
I'm politicking.
I'm begging. Please vote for me.
Damn. No, don't. Vote for Nick. Vote for Nick because he's already disqualified, so it doesn't matter.
It's all good. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, you really should. You should have gone, yeah, I thought it was Destiny's Child too, but no.
You played yourself, homie.
Yeah, you played yourself, dude. That's your bad.
Whatever. Thanks to the insertion of foot in mouth.
I'm with Joel. Napoleon Dynamite sucks. So do you. You shut your mouth. White Magic said, but y'all get free tickets as far as going to the games. They're price gouging the hell out of us, and I make, well, I don't want to say what he makes, but he makes a lot of money. But he's saying that they're price gouging. Here's the problem with that theory, White Magic, is every other city in the country that's in the playoffs is filling up the arena and paying those prices.
And they all have all these corporate seats bought. Yeah. And they have every single problem that you're talking about, from traffic to everything else. That's why I said I'm sick and tired of the excuses. The time is now, people. Plan accordingly. Do what you have to do. But I'm pretty sure even corporate America is going to make sure those tickets get out, because whether they're using it for the employees themselves or for a customer, it's going to make them look really good if they give those tickets out.
But the low income fans, if you don't mind me calling you that, they're paying for the upper bowl. It's the
they're still $105. USA Mike tweeted said $105 for upper
but
deck
they're
seats.
Being full, they're being
they're
full.
I have the Red Rowdies telling me all the time how they're clamoring to go down and sit in all the empty seats.
Yep.
They're not allowed, but they look up above and the entire upper deck is full before they start lineups.
And I have a friend that has gone to 3 playoff games. He makes pretty much the exact same paycheck that I make, which is not very high.
Yeah.
And he's gone to 3 playoff games.
So he can go. I mean,
but
it's not
gone to
out
the
of
upper bowl. He hasn't gone. He can't afford.
He also doesn't have kids, I'm guessing.
No, he does.
Oh, he does. Does.
That's part of the reason why he's
neglecting them.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fantasia.
No, actually, he leaves his wife out. And he does? And
he's like,
kids.
Look.
I don't think the wife's interested.
Oh, well.
I just don't want the excuses. I'm trying
well,
to...
Well, hold on. Speaking of excuses, here's one for you. We'll add to this mix, and then you can make your point, because somebody texted and said, do you think the T-Mobile outage had something to do with it? That I heard that Flash Seats wasn't working. Well,
nope.
What is the reason for the other times that nobody showed up?
Right.
Because T-Mobile was working the other 3 home games, or 2, whatever. Yeah, that's a horrible excuse. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to add
that. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, the bottom line is, people, this was such a passionate thing. Everybody wants to see this matchup. Everybody wanted that home court advantage. It was like nip and tuck until the Warriors had injuries, and they're like, we got to wrap this thing up. The team did everything you wanted them to do. And believe me, quietly, they're not going to come out and say it publicly because they don't want to be caught looking like beggars. They shouldn't have to beg for your support at this point.
And by the way, my friend paid $60 for his.
Upper deck?
Yep. He paid $60. So I don't know the $105.
Depends on where you look.
And that was game 4. So maybe game 5 went up a little bit, but game 4 was $60. So, I mean, I feel like $60 is a lot more doable than $100. Especially
game 4 of the Utah series?
Yeah.
Game 4 was in Utah.
No, I mean game 2 of the Utah. My bad.
2 and 5.
The second home game of Utah. My bad. Yeah.
By the way, somebody wanted to know on the text line because they're looking at the list to vote. They said, who is LL Cook J? K-O-K. You didn't spell it.
I spelled it right. I even put the K instead of the C because the spell it's tried to correct me, and I fixed it.
not on the list.
Yeah,
guess,
but I didn't make my list like that, sir.
Nick, I got some news from you from intern Andrew. Intern Andrew went to the game last night. He paid $55 for the upper deck.
Yeah.
And the lower bowl, they're selling it for $105.
They were selling lower bowl tickets for $105.
Just saying. Intern Andrew just walked in and said it.
Here's what they should do. And P. Randizzle on Twitter threw it out there, and I don't think you could do it this way. But he said if by the 10 minutes into the first quarter, those seats should be, all right, no one's checked in, no one's using them, no one showed up and had their ticket scanned. So then it goes into a pool and people can then buy them or whatever.
I don't like that because the team's making even more money on it.
I'm with you, but I think that if you paid $55, wouldn't you want to pay $10 more to sit in the lower bowl?
Yeah.
Then pay ten
sure
more
that's
bucks.
A last minute thing,
but
isn't it?
Do it in the second half. Give like fourth quarter. Any you know what I mean? Like you would have the opportunity to buy to pay $10 to move down for the fourth quarter. I don't have a problem with that because if they're not there by the fourth quarter, they're probably not coming. But you can't do it 10 minutes into the game. What if something happened? They were caught in a wreck. It's Houston traffic. You never know. But
might be something the Rockets should consider.
Yeah, fourth quarter.
The other thing was, like I said, the rowdies wanted
it's rally time.
There's enough rowdies too that said, "Look, why don't you let us be seat fillers until people show up?" Therefore, you accomplish both goals of making sure it's full, and then when the people do finally show up, then there's still seats for the people because they're already in the building. And the Rockets are poo-pooing that.
Oh, and really?
Because they're afraid of the backlash from the people who have the tickets. Who don't want anybody sitting in their seats. And they're very particular about that stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of would be, too. I don't know why. I kind of feel like I'd be that a-hole.
A lot of people...
Like, if you showed up in your seats and there are people sitting in them, that would tick you off?
I would, yeah.
Kind of. I think I would be that a-hole. I wouldn't want to wait for you to get out. Move all your cups and your popcorn and all that. You just messed up my seats.
But by the fourth quarter?
That's different.
Yeah, or midway through the third. With 5 minutes left in the third, you can move.
Remember, I've been on record because this happened last year. Golden State Warriors were in town. Floor seats. Rockets fans showed up.
Yeah.
3 minutes into the third quarter.
I was with you at that game.
I think you were. Yeah.
I was. I remember that specifically. By the way, a lot of folks on the text line and the Twitter line are saying no one played Mother by Danzig. I actually had it on my list.
That was a Patrick Creighton, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that's the other thing is we were trying not to use all of Patrick Creighton's list, which he should be on the poll. Just kidding.
I don't know that we've ever tweeted out a request line so that people could give us their list.
He tweet that out.
He did. He did add it. That's okay. I like it.
Well, yeah.
He's listening.
Y'all want to tell Troy to hang tight?
Yeah, Troy, hang tight. We're going to get you. You want to talk about Rockets attendance? We'll get you after the halftime break. So we're going to take one here. We're going to continue to move on. And then, of course, we're going to continue to talk about what you want to talk about, what we have on our list, and all those things in between. It's the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Check it out.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Mother, I always love her.
Hey, Soldier Boy, crank that. What the hell is this?
I pity the fool who don't like my music.
I thought people would enjoy it because it's Mr. T.
We need to welcome people back to the show, but I don't know if this is the right way to do it. This is the worst thing that's ever been played on the airwaves of The Usual Suspects since this show has been around.
Hey, boy. Pity the fool who don't listen to this song.
You went out.
Clothes on my back and tried to pay the rent.
Durant. Mr. T trying to sound hood is the best thing ever. I pitied the fool. What?
It's not even the worst part, man.
No, there can't be anything worse than that.
There's like a dialogue and, two kids are fighting and they're about to talk about each other's mom.
Do it. Oh, I want to hear this.
You obviously heard this song before.
Yeah. Is this where they're fighting?
It's about to start, right?
Okay.
12.
You couldn't be more than five.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Your mama got a mohawk, Mr. T. Shut up.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't bring mothers into this. You just got to fight like a man. Here, shoot him.
The video
like,
could not be more cheesy.
Oh, it sounds like it wouldn't
oh,
be.
Oh, it's a disaster.
God, that sounds...
The best part about this song is that it's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's the best part?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of wish it was longer. You lose just for playing this song. Never mind the fact that you went out and got a song from 2004. But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
If you order now, not only did Nicholas get busted
song,
for Fantasia,
DQ
and
for
lose
Fantasia.
Because of Mr. T, the Ashanti, Ashanti song, Mother, 2008. Did you even try this week, Nick?
I totally confused Ashanti for Aaliyah. Because Aaliyah died in the 90s.
That's racist.
Yeah.
That's just racist.
Yep.
I guess you're just like, oh, black woman. God, it starts with an A.
I was like, oh, yeah, she okay. passed away in the 90s, so this song can't be past 2000.
You're bad.
Yeah. Release date, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Possible
T.
2008.
I.E. Prince. You can have music released after your death.
I can't wait to use that next time I hear somebody start on mama jokes. Hey, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Don't bring mamas into this. If it wasn't for your mama and her Virginia, you wouldn't be here. Your mama's Virginia is real nice. I like your mama's Virginia. Like, what, Mr. T? Why are you going so specific about my mom's Virginia? Oh, my God. That was so good.
Whatever.
That's good
Go
stuff.
Go listen to Greta Van Fleet or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, oh, I don't know. Somebody relevant with actual
relevant,
musical talent?
12 white people listen to Greta Van Fleet. Barry, AJ, Dell, and like 9 other white people listen to Greta Van Fleet.
That's great, Nick.
I got nothing.
That was fantastic.
You win that round.
That was very, very good.
Let's take Troy's call. He's been holding for a while.
Troy, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Troy?
I just wanted to talk about the ticket pricing.
Okay.
So I'm a season ticket holder or seat for a bowl. But get this.
Damn.
The NBA is regulating the price. You know, the price markup.
Okay, so that's not. You're saying that the NBA is regulating the prices, not the Rockets.
And they're going up 20%. 25% every round. It's always been like that. That's nothing new.
That's not true, Troy. They get, the NBA, the team, if you're a season ticket holder, the team sets your ticket prices. You're talking about the secondary market if they use NBAticket.com or whatever that secondary market website is.
So your home market preferring to use a specific one.
Right.
Because that's who they send you your tickets through. And they're definitely making money on that. But what I'm telling you is, the ticket pricing is not. They don't just get to pick the ticket pricing per round. Or why would they not jack them up?
No, the prices.
I've always told that my tickets were the price was regulated by NBA, and they went up 25% per round. That's any stadium.
You've heard that saying, don't always believe what you're told, Troy. I mean, the thing is, they set the playoff ticket prices internally in that office. The league can't tell each team because the team is a business. Each individual team is a business in the league, so the team sets their ticket prices. The league, they work with the, you're right, they want you to use that website because the league is personally involved with that secondary ticket marketplace for NBA tickets. They do the commercials. They have to be played during games, so people are driven to that site. But you can find, like our intern Andrew, you can find these seats secondary marketplaces on other sites that are at a very substantially reduced price to the prices we were quoting.
Yeah, and what happens is, realistically, it's for every $100 you spend, they get $20 extra onto it. So if your ticket's $100, they get $120.
Yeah, because the fees and all that.
Yep. Everyone.
That's crazy. And we've talked about the fees. That's the bad thing. And the thing, Troy, that the other bad thing is, like we've said, this is happening league-wide amongst all the playoff teams. The common denominator for what we're talking about is every other team in the league, though they still are selling those tickets and the butts are in them before the tip-off. Rockets fans just aren't doing it.
That's correct. And they're doing everything they can to get them there, saying, hey, we got dollar beers for 4 hours. But what does that mean? When you sit in that seat, that beer goes to $14.50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, the thing is too, Troy, the other thing is too, and we appreciate your call, man. The bottom line is that then they're going to, the team's doing everything that they can possibly do. I mean, they're trying to get entice people with these $2 popcorns and $2.
Happy
they
hour.
Shouldn't have to bribe you. That's my point too. They shouldn't have to bribe you with all these other things. It should be motivation enough. I got a ticket for the Warriors Rockets game one.
Yeah,
that I'm is going. Badass.
Yeah,
I am not going to miss a second of that.
Yep, I'm with you. There's you can make all excuses in the world, but again, at the end of the day, it looks like just about every other city is showing up.
Yeah,
I bet you there won't be any empty seats in Oaktown.
Oh no,
none. Mm-mm. They will all be there. You think there's any empty seats in the land when they play the Celtics? Nope.
No. No way.
And Boston Garden will be full.
Without question, it's been full. And again, by the way,
so get your bleep together, Houston.
Great home record. I don't think they've lost in the playoffs at home.
Oh, you Mike said Nick should at least light my ears a cigarette after that song.
Man, y'all stay off Mr. T, man. He's a legend.
You are getting a lot of hate.
Nick, here's the thing I'm going to say. We're not getting on Mr. T. We're getting on you for picking Mr. T.
Speedo Man said, damn, your power ranking just went down because of that sorry-ass jam. Never heard that song before.
And this is after me kicking myself in the behind, saying I'm not going to wait till the last minute.
Well, what are you, Ken Giles now?
Yeah, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
Self-inflicted wounds?
I loved all the dissing that went back and forth. Somebody was like, are those two kids white? Obviously. Did you not hear what they... You're so skinny, your eyes...
No, it's actually, it wasn't.
They
it
weren't?
There was one black kid and like a big girl, big white girl.
Big.
What? Yeah. That sound like two white boys.
No, it's a little black kid and then a plus-size white girl.
Wow.
You think she was hot, Nick?
No.
No. What'd she say?
Apparently she's like 13 and I don't know.
So wait a minute. Wait. This is the most fascinating part. So they had a big girl and a skinny dude, and they were making fat jokes.
And
that's amazing. And no one bothered. And Mr. T didn't feel like it was necessary to step in at that point.
Hey, it was only when mamas got brought into it. Hey, now. Listen up. What? Hey, stop. Knock it off. Like, don't talk about mom. You can call her fat.
I can bully with the best of them, but just don't mention my mama.
Look. She is fat, but you don't know her mama. You don't know her mama.
And this
you know
she's fat.
You don't know her mama. Like,
she was
what?
At least 8 inches taller than this kid, too.
She could have just punched that kid in the face and been over with.
Yeah, I'll tweet out a hilarious. Link to the
video. Oh, yeah. I got to watch this. This is awesome.
All right. We're going to continue with the show. Please join us if you will. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends, Mike and Tammy Gust at American Wheel and Tire. They've been doing it for over 15 years. Their family's been doing it for over 30 years. And the location is 290 and 34th Street. And their title says American Wheel and Tire. And if you need wheels and tires, whether you need to get something repaired or fixed, or you want that custom one-of-a-kind look of rims and tires, you can go to them for that. But you can get to them for so much more as well, because they have Kevlar wraps for your SUV or your pickup truck. They have steps, bumpers, lights, all the different things that, again, customize, give you that one-of-a-kind look. But it's quality equipment, and it's installed by quality technicians, all while you wait in the comfortable waiting room that is luxurious VIP treatment, because they want you to always go to American Wheel and Tire. And right now they have huge sales on tires. They have a massive selection of all the major brand names, and they have private labels, so you can get a full set of four tires for as low as $299 or $399 per set. But all along the way, they're going to take care of you. They're going to talk to you. They're going to work with you on payments and other things, because they want you to be a part of that family at American Wheel and Tire. Check out all the customized things they've done to vehicles on AmericanWheelandTire.com. For, like I said, from SUVs and pickup trucks to those very expensive Sportsters and all the different sedans and great quality cars. There's a reason why athletes and all the people in Houston go to American Wheel and Tire when they want to do something to make their ride look one of a kind. They're 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or AmericanWheelandTire.com. Give them a call, stop by, check out online, and tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep, hour number two, 3 hour show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects, way back Wednesday.
So this is Aaliyah.
This is disqualified.
No, this is Ashanti.
See, if I just didn't give you Dear Mama,
you would have been all right.
And then, and then open my mouth about Fantasia.
And you would have gone first.
Because
then
you could have got rid of those crimes. Two. It's like going, but if I didn't just break into the house, I wouldn't have killed that guy. Yeah. And I wouldn't have taken everything inside. Well, okay. That's one way to look at it.
By the way, that video,
hilarious, isn't he?
Oh, isn't the Mr. my T one, God. Right? Yeah, I retweeted your tweet. You guys have got to go check this out. It is, so there's, Nick is right. This 12-year-old girl is probably a half a foot taller than this black kid. And he's skinny, she's fat, and they're doing jokes about each other. Then Mr. T comes up, but you don't see Mr. T's whole body. All you see is chest up and his gold chains. And then the kids walk off like they're pals, and they zoom out, and Mr. T is in camouflage ho shorts. And he pulls a microphone from his back pocket like, where'd this come from? I guess I gotta sing now. It is, this. You found a gem. This is the best thing ever. Thank you so much. I'm going to watch this 1,000 times now.
It's super cheesy.
No, it's great.
But she's massive.
She looked like she was probably massive. Arguing with two kids.
Well, don't candy coat it, Nick.
She's like, she could kill that kid.
She's like Andre the Giant, and he's, I don't know, Coco Beware? I don't know. She's a pretty big gal for a 12-year-old. Oof. All right, that was not nice, Nick.
Hey,
Joel's like, I'm not saying nothing. Go watch it, Joel.
I've said so much inappropriate stuff this week. It's ridiculous.
I'm like, whatever. That's not the worst thing I've said all week.
Okay, so we've gotten basketball out of the way.
Yes.
Before we get into today's Astros matchup, last night, again, Astros with a victory. McCullers not sharp at all, but finds a way to scratch and claw through five innings. The Astros do enough with the bats again to come from behind after trailing 2-1. They end up winning 4-2. Marwin, I guess, is hot. Depending on who you follow on
Twitter.
He probably
is now.
But he's heating up, and Springer is on fire.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost got his average up to 300 on bases now, over almost 360. So, yeah, it's safe to say that he's heating up. Slugging 513, highest slugging percentage of guys that started or even played yesterday. Slugging higher than Correa. Yeah, safe to say George Springer's found his stroke.
Yeah, for sure. And look, Bregman's in the four hole today. So I think that, you know, AJ's starting
to
realize.
Getting closer to what I was asking for.
Yeah, and AJ's starting to realize, too, with the guys that are hot, you know that, you know, Correa's is over 300. We know Altuve hasn't dipped. He's doing well. But now you got Bregman hot. You've got Springer hot. You've got Marwin warming up and getting hot. So you know that those are your five sticks right now. So, you know, use them accordingly. But, you know, Bregman went yard in this series. And again, like I said, this is where they're fattening up again. This is like the White Sox series a few weeks ago. They got to be able to maintain this when they come home and play the Rangers too. But again, nice to play an A's team where they get more than one run or more than, less than seven.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just a good sign to see some offensive production. I don't care who it's against. Just glad to see the bats, you know, are there, that they haven't completely lost it. I mean, Gattis, I don't know what they're going to do with him. He 1-for-3, okay, I know that's, you take that all the time, but he's struggling at 191. He's barely getting on base 26% of the time. It's just not good.
I'm with you. That's one guy I've soured on a lot. I don't have any confidence with runners in scoring position when he comes to the plate.
I think he can find his stroke, though. I still think we always talk about guys like Marwin regressing to the mean. I think that goes both ways. Gattis will find it. He'll start to hit again. He may not end up being as productive as he has in years past.
I just would never call Evan Gattis' swing a stroke. I would say it's more like a caveman
club
where he's just trying to club it.
He clubs it.
Yeah, barehanded clubbing.
Giles got his fourth save. You didn't want to hear that, did you?
Nope.
You got four.
Speaking of guys, I have no confidence in.
Four innings of no earned runs. from that.
Yeah,
bullpen.
And that was great. You did you watch that. Any of it? Because McCullers, to me, I didn't even think he was going to get through five.
Yeah.
And, you know, the walks were just ridiculous. And then he, you know, you don't even know who he's screaming at, but he's coming off the mound. He got bailed out a couple times, but yet he's screaming. And I'm like, dude, you just got to find it. And there are going to be those times when you just don't have it.
Yep.
But you have to find a way to persevere Struggle. Through. Yeah. Thankfully, he got through five. The offense picked him up, and they came from behind. They got the win. So it was all good in the end. But, man, I just...
Yeah,
I just don't have a lot of confidence in the bottom half of that lineup right now.
Trevor tweeted me and said Marwin is on pace for 100 RBIs this year.
We know he's a ribby guy, so hopefully that continues because his average isn't going to be what he hit last year.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on Marwin Gonzalez getting 100 RBIs this year.
I agree with that too.
But I wanted to see because, you know, we talked about how hot he was and what he's doing. Last 7 days now. Now we can talk about him being hot. Last 7 days, hitting .364, 7 RBIs, 3 walks, and a home run.
Thank you, Dick Justice.
Now, we're just a few days late. We had to get past some all that other stuff. But now he is officially hot.
That's what Richard Justice was getting to.
Yeah, he just knew. He was seeing into the future. Yeah, right?
Premature.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time. NASCAR Johnny said, Nick, you should win for having that video.
Dude, three it's people so said terrible. I should win because of that video.
Well, but those people don't count. Okay, you have been DQ'd three times over.
You can too. Right.
You have now been DQ'd for the next 2 weeks forward going because of your violations. Be. Yeah, yep. You 3 weeks in a row now you're out.
Because I have not been able to put together a good list in
3 weeks.
Save
me the trouble. I hate
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was going to say, Barry and I are going to have to pick up the slack next 2 weeks for you.
Just an update on the vote. I need y'all's votes, man. What are you
Stop
doing?
Stop begging.
Guys, you need to go out there and click vote Barry. Vote or die, people.
So what if I do somehow win
vote
the poll?
Does or that die. Mean, like,
it doesn't matter.
You're not even close.
Yeah.
You're a distant.
You're not
third.
Even an asterisk at this point. You just doesn't
just
count.
An ass. You're just an ass at
there
this
you go.
Point. You're not even the trick.
Yeah.
You are dead last with 26% of the vote.
I think we got a live read, but do you guys want to? Well, Barry, you do, but do you guys want to take the call first?
Up to you, Barry.
Yeah, let's take the call real quick.
Lawrence, what's up?
You doing? And I was sitting there. I was sitting there thinking about the Astros. I was watching these Yankees. I'm like, man, the Yankees look scary, man. And there's another thing I wanted to speak about the Rockets. I understand what Charles Barkley was saying about he wanted to punch Draymond. He on that podium talking very cocky. I hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Lawrence. Yeah, you're right. The Yankees are to be feared. That is a team mm-hmm. that probably the best bullpen in the American League. When their staff is pitching as well as everybody can pitch, a very scary rotation. The offense is going to probably put up ridiculous numbers this year. The Yankees are looking like the team to beat.
They're the Indians of last year.
And they're not even – did they overtake the Red Sox for first in the division
yet? Yeah, they last night.
Okay.
They won last night. Stanton had 2 home runs last night.
Yep.
I mean, Chapman looks untouchable in the bullpen. And they are the Indians of last year. If you want to look for who the biggest competition for the Astros is going to be in the American League, it's going to be the New York Yankees.
Yep.
They went out and filled holes where they had holes. They addressed voids. As Barry said, their bullpen is lights out from front to back, which the Astros have an issue with. And that lineup right now is murderer's row. And you watched the hot start of the Red Sox. You watched the Yankees pick up right after they started to cool off
Yankees
a little.
Were 3 games back at one point, I believe. Yeah. And now they're tied. So
I think one team started off 17-2. The next team then went on an 18-1 run.
Yeah.
So the Astros haven't had a run like that, and yet they're still sitting right where they need to be. But if you're going to look at the one team to be worried about, it definitely is the Yankees.
I'm with you. All right, guys, you know something else you need to be worried about? The fact that R22 Freon is going away, you're like, what does that mean to me? Dude, that means if you own a house and you have an air conditioning system in that house, that at some point over the next 2 years, R22 Freon's being phased out. So if you have an old AC unit, then it's not, if it runs out of Freon or breaks down, you're not going to be able to get it fixed. So that's why I want you to call the folks at Courtesy AC. Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating is going to come out. They're going to evaluate your system. They're just going to be honest with you and tell you, look, you don't need to replace the system. Just upgrade it. You just need to do a few things here or there and get it upgraded. That's what I like about them. In fact, my AC quit last night. I'm having them come out this week. While I'm gone, they're going to come out, take care of everything, service the other AC units so that it doesn't break down for me. I want you to call these guys. Number 713-278-9933. Have them come out. You can go ahead and get your unit serviced for the summer. And then they can also look at it and tell you, yeah, you know what? Over the next 2 years, at some point, you're going to have to either upgrade it or replace it because R22 Freon is going away. You're not going to know that, though, if you don't get the guys at Courtesy AC to come out. Tom, Brad, and their entire crew of certified technicians have been servicing the Houston area for over 30 years. They do residential. They do commercial. And don't just take it from me. We had a listener, Tracy, that texted the show and said, I just had Courtesy AC out. They're awesome. You guys were right. They are fantastic. So do yourself a favor and have them come out. 713-278-9933 is the number. 713-278-9933. Or you can hit them up online, courtesyaconline.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.